My name is Kai-Yi Wu. My major was environmental design. I think it's called interior architecture now.
Yeah, I think so.
And the year I graduated in 1977. Wow, that's a long time ago. And today is September 28, 2014. I'm in the library of the San Francisco campus.
Great, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Do you have any favorite stories from your time at CCA?
Yes, I have many.
Well, I can help you narrow it down if you'd like.
Yes, okay.
Can you remember a faculty, student, or staff member who had a big impact on you and why?
Yes, I remember very clearly one thing that I learned from the dean of environmental design. The first thing he said in one of the very first class, he said, it's okay to steal ideas. Mm-hmm. And it kind of gave a free ticket to like to just absorb everything everyone else is doing. Because in design, it's a combination and accumulation of all ideas. So, and then you combine everything and you make it your own. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if it's come from somebody else's, not originated from you, but then you know over the years you can create your own. So I think I always remember that it's okay to look to learn from others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was a good one.
Cool. Can you describe to me what the campus was like at the time that you were there?
Yeah, you know that lawn in front of the Mackey Hall? Mm-hmm. It's always like, it was like the center of the whole campus, really. It was kind of like the core. Mm-hmm. And it was really good to hear from David Mackle today that he said it's still being used in very similar way. And I think that was the vision of the original family in front of their family homes. Mm-hmm. So it's really, yeah, that little piece of lawn kept its original forms. Yes. And function. Yeah, it's really very, very cute. And then, of course, the cafeteria is still there.
Oh, that's
the cafeteria was kind of like the highlight of, you know, people go there to socialize, to meet each other. So I'm glad to see the cafeteria is still there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. How did your time at CCA impact your life after graduation?
Well, I have a big story to tell because I'm so grateful. At my final design presentation, the professor, who was a very well-known architect in San Francisco, he was practicing his own architecture already, and he invited for the students, many members of jury that came from big firms in San Francisco, large architecture firms like Arthur Gensler's office, HOK, SOM, and all. And so I was in that, I was in the presentation, and because of that presentation, I landed my first job with Arthur Gensler's office. Mm-hmm. Even a week before I graduated, because the two member that was invited to be the jury, after my presentation, they said I should call in for an interview. So I had no idea actually they were the largest interior architecture firm. Wow. So I went in for an interview and they hired me, and I stayed for 10 years. And yeah, I'm forever grateful for that. And during the 10 years, I became the president of the Alumni Association because I felt like I wanted to give it back that experience that I had not expected right fresh out of CCAC.
Yeah, that's great. Well, if there's anything else you want to share, that would be great. If not, we can wrap up.
No, that's it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.